Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing we serve and a privilege we serve the living God. God is good, folks, and his return is soon. He loves us in greater ways than we can imagine. His love runs deep. Now, his love is perfect. His love cleanses because Jesus is the captain of the Lord's host. One of Jesus' assignments is he's also called the plumb line. God judges everybody off him. Every age of man has failed God. And people have failed God in many ways. Religion has failed God. Cold religion. And God still loves his people. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does good to those who do him good, and he does good to those who don't do him good. But no man can enter heaven unclean. The way we treat each other bears witness to how we love God. Jesus plainly stated that he forgave us, but if we don't forgive others, then our sins will remain. He won't forgive us. We have to walk in forgiveness because we have received forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, we get a chance to live forever and ever and ever and ever. And we know this. If we don't receive the word of God in our hearts and fill our brand new hearts with God's loving word, we won't be like him. You know, the mystery is unfolding. People who walk in love learn the most from the Lord because they're in union with, they have communion with God. They have communion with him. But when people deviate, they have the light, they know the light, they know to walk in the light, but they deviate. That's not God's fault. They chose that of their own accord. They're more like the angels that knew better and didn't do better. The reason men were eligible for salvation in the first place was because we were born in sin. We never saw God's face. We didn't have all of his knowledge. We didn't always know what we were rejecting when we trusted to do wrong. And because the Lord has been very, 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 very patient with us, sometimes people think it's okay to be rude. They think it's okay to do anything, to scheme and plot, to steal, to mislead. And that's not okay. Everything with God is up front. God is always open and up front with us. From the beginning to the last days of Revelation, he has been open and up front with us. He told us what he's doing. Now the enemy comes, the tempter comes to sway who he can. Now I said in one broadcast that Lucifer was the light bearer. He was designed to keep people from falling. Well, God hadn't made man yet, but angels fail. He was designed to keep them from falling, but he failed and caused them to fall too. He caused what was falling to fall. He caused what was tilting to fall, and he became the father of lies. That's why I know that he was the first sinner, the first liar. But God saw a problem forming, and he made Lucifer to help solve the problem. He was anointed to do it. Now this meant that he had to do things from a foundational level. And sometimes people they're impatient with foundation. And people who are impatient with foundation, they usually fall. When you receive God's word in your heart, you're building a structured network that's going to help you stand. You're building a foundation. You're building stability in your heart. It takes time. But as you practice those, you grow And the things of this world become less important to you. And you even get to the point where you hate the things that's wrong. And that's the only way to be the friend of God. Because if you love God, then you're going to hate the world system. If you love the world system, then you're the enemy of God. It can't be any other way. Jesus, he plainly taught that because he was always opening up front with us. Now, people decide on their own what they're going to do with what they have. And we've been studying false prophets and their doctrine in Sunday school. But the way that people become false prophets and false apostles and false teachers, which is the worst there is, because a false teacher, they start something that never stops. Because your influence will last longer than you will. You know, you're going to die one day, but all your advice is going to still be remembered and acted on. And if it's good advice, it's going to be a blessing to people. But if it's evil advice, it's going to operate to do, it's going to harm people's lives, even if they don't fully agree with it. Because sin is a leaven. All sin is leaven, and it grows. And your history will become a problem. The way you treated people caused people not to forgive. And they get in trouble with God. And so on and so on. Generation, and people are still responding to all the bad advice of false teachers, false prophets, false evangelists, false everything. It has hindered people from using their faith. It was an attack. But see, when you love God, if you stay focused on the Word of God, you'll grow beyond all these things, and the Lord will show you how it formed and what to do to kill it. Now, this is how my ministry have gone. A lot of people may look at my ministry where they don't see much. They don't see a following. They don't see a lot of things. The work that God did was in my heart, and he prepared me to do this assignment and other assignments. For people that really want to know the truth and want, see, there's a great segment of the population that won't listen to sound doctrine anymore. But they heap to themselves teachers with itching ears. They run out the teachers that teach what they want to hear, what they approve because of their accepted bad advice. You know, they won't endure sound doctrine. You have to see sound doctrine. You have to do something. You have to act. You have to read, you have to study, you have to receive God's word, act on it. You have to put yourself last sometime. Sound doctrine. And some people, that's just not the order of the day in their mind. They want it now, they want it fast, they want to be first. They want to be the best there was, or the best there is. You know, pride always pumps people up. They do the same thing that Lucifer did. And they look for preachers that'll play the game. They look for teachers that'll teach so they can play the game of the world. And they're in love with the world. And the Lord knows this. Now Jesus, he's also the plumb line, the protector of heaven. Nothing's going to enter in that's going to defile heaven. And he don't make mistakes. If you're in heaven, that's because you follow him in your heart and you stay true to the love of God. And you forgave those that forgave you, that hindered you. You were a blessing to people that didn't even like you. And you sought to be a blessing to people that you knew needed Jesus. You acted on your love and your faith. And that's the kind of people that God is after. That's the kind of people God can restore. Now, when it's like that, anybody that's capable of living the Word of God, the Lord will help them. And right now, in real time, he's appearing to people all over the world. He's appearing to Muslims. And they're getting saved by the droves. A man went to heaven. And he could see the prayers coming up. And he noticed that most of the prayers that were coming up to heaven were not from America. They were from Iran. They were from Middle Eastern countries where people were getting saved by the thousands. And they mean it. And they're dedicated. I pay attention to the, You know, people now, God gave people a vehicle so they can, he gave them a means of communication. The internet, YouTube, Facebook. And common people who are hearing from the Lord can put what the visions and the things that God has given them on YouTube. They're not trying to sell products. They're not trying to sell airtime. They're not trying to get you to give them money. And they just tell you straight what the Lord said. Now, preachers on TV, they do it differently. They give you segments so you'll keep watching. They give you the whole thing right then and there, like it should be. Now, people ought to keep people who are anointed on TV because they are links. They help people understand. But see, when people are converts, they don't give, and hard-hearted Christians are not going to give either. But there are so many people that love God, and they do give. And I thank God for the TV ministers. I know it costs a lot of money. You know, it costs me a lot of money to minister on the radio. I work a lot of hours so I can pay for it. And people need the help. But my message is so unpopular in many circles that I knew people weren't going to give. So I started out and I knew I was going to have to work to support the ministry. Because in normal conversations with people, they have very little tolerance for the things of God in many circles. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking real-time Christians, people that love, or they go to church every Sunday. But they're not trying to get to know God like they could. Because if they were, they'll be receiving the same kind of revelation. So the people that will hear this message that God has given me and taught me, they are spread out far and wide. And I know this. And the Lord does too. Because cold religion has infiltrated the church. Peter warned us of it in 2 Peter chapter 2. Jude warned us of it. He only has one chapter in his book. And Paul warned us of it. He warned us of it in Timothy, Thessalonians, and many other books that he wrote. He warned of how people would be apostatized. They fall out of love with the things of God. John wrote about it in Revelation. The Laodicean church, lukewarm, neither cold or hot, tainted. And they taste like bad pecans to God. He's going to spit them out of his mouth. I like to put pecans in my cereal. And if you get a bad one, you just have to go spit everything you done put in your mouth out. It makes everything taste bad. He gave us a reference. People that are tainted will not enter the kingdom of God. When they die, they won't go to heaven. They'll go straight on to hell. Because they're lukewarm. They lost their passion. They lost their love for God. They became a friend to the world. And they have a reputation for being on God's side. And people that don't know better, they follow their pernicious ways. And they become something that's wrong. Some are in the deceptive. They're in the stage of deception. If people are deceived, God, if they don't turn in their heart, God can work with them. The Holy Spirit can guide them out of this. But some people are late. You know, a lot of Christians now are lazy. They don't want to study. They don't want to fight back. They don't want to fight the enemy. They don't want to stand. They want to just live a comfortable, easy life. And God's love don't change. But their love, if their love changes, they'll change. If their whatever your focus is, that's what you're going to follow. It'll change your destiny. A lot of people have taught that it may not be God's will to heal you. The Word of God said it's always God's will to heal you. He said, by Jesus' stripes you are healed. And there are rare cases where people are so weak in their heart, it's better for them to pass now than be lost later. And only the Holy Spirit can know that. And I gave the reference of when Kenneth Hagin was praying for a guy. He kept backsliding, but he kept getting sick. And this time he had his eyes closed and he was laying hands on him. And he felt a hand move his hand off the guy's head. And he did it again and felt the same thing. And the third or fourth time, he kept his eyes open. And he felt the hand move his hand, but he didn't see anybody moving. And he prayed and asked the Lord what was going on. And the Lord said, "Don't pray that I heal him." He said, "This is as close to me as he'll ever be. Let him pass now." And the guy died, but he was in the kingdom of God. Now this happened. I have a friend the same situation happened to. He wouldn't quit drinking. And the Lord told me, he said, "I'm going to save him and take him home." And that's exactly what happened. He saved him and he took him home. He died. Well, his body died because he ruined it. And the Lord saved him so that he could go to heaven. And that's what happened. The Lord is perfect in his ways. The Lord Jesus is the one who God measures everyone with. The way we see the blood of Jesus is holy. We have to watch how we treat the holy things of God. He shed his blood for you. Jesus is holy. His blood is holy. His redemption is holy. So we have to be pure too. We have to be pure in our heart in order to see God. We have to love him in order to not be contaminated with this world. We don't want to taste like bad pecans in God's mouth. We don't want to bring the ghetto to heaven because all sin is infectious. It's infectious. The reason that heaven is a wonderful place is because there's no sin there. The war started in the second heaven. That's where the war is now. But in the days of Revelation, it's going to be all confined to the earth. And you're talking about a misery. That's why I don't want anybody I know to be left here to suffer through the tribulation. I don't want that on anybody, even the people that did me wrong the most. I want them to go to heaven too, if they will. Now, God, the Lord has to do that. I understand the fact that he can't let sin into heaven, and he's not. He's not going to do it for me. He's not going to do it for anybody. And if I change, I'll be kicked out. I don't want to be kicked out. I love God. And I'm not afraid that I'll be kicked out. But I pray and I say, "Lord, help me to stand. Help me to do all that's in your heart. Everything without restraint. I want to do it all with enthusiasm." And the Lord hears my prayers. Our prayers avail much. Now, the true things of God is not always what people want to hear. It's not always popular. You know, false teaching, they make the things of this world, they try to make the gospel popular. And you don't have to make the gospel popular. You preach it the way it is and it'll work. And people that love God will believe it and they'll act on it and they'll get healed and they'll get blessed. The Lord did something about your body being healed. He did something about your mind being healed. He did something about a broken heart, a wounded spirit, the hurts of this life. He did something about all that. He made provisions for you because he loves us. And he did something about our salvation. That's the main thing. If you got that, you can get the rest easy. Because you can't even understand without salvation. If you know, when you have a new heart and you desire to know God, act on that. That's good. When you have a brand new heart and you have a strong desire to know God, you're in a good position. But always act on that love. Now, there are so many people that won't have study, won't have read, won't pray, and they complain all the time. They will rub off on you and make your life bitter. Because they're living in, they won't grow up. You know, the reasons people go back to the world and the reasons people become evil false teachers and evil false prophets and false apostles and false preachers and false pastors, false evangelists, is because of the parable of the sower. It's the same thing. They do the same thing in that parable. They won't listen to the word. The first, you know, when the seed was sown, some people rejected it altogether. And then some people received it, but they didn't grow roots. Now, you can go to church and hear the word for 30 years and not allow the word in your heart. You can become, your heart can become where it won't receive. You won't study to receive. You study to get to see what you can get away with. You study things that won't, that requires no effort, and stray away from things where you have to do assignments, works, and where you have to be dedicated. You know, this people want things to be easy, simple, given to them. It doesn't work that way. If the enemy is trying to promote deception in you, you have to counter it. And some people don't want to know anything about the warfare side, and they don't want to know how to kill depression. They just want things to fall in place. They want a message where they'll feel good, and then that's all they want to do. And it's hard to survive this life if you're not going to do the word of God. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means we follow the written word, of course, and also the spoken word, things that the Holy Spirit is saying currently. And preachers, they learn that people want to hear things the easy way, and they want their attendance, and they want them to put money in church. They want them to bring their family, so they compromise the gospel to keep them interested. But well, you don't have to keep people interested. They either interested or they're not. Teach the word of God like God give it to you, and you've done your job. They'll either grow or reject. And if they won't bring their families, if their families still want it, they'll come on their own. And I know how it feels to compromise. You want them to continue bringing their little children, because to give the children a chance. But even in that, I don't compromise the word of God for anyone, because I love them, and I show them how to stand. Now, if they don't want to do right, that's on them. Because I told my son, everybody makes a choice. I said, even you're going to make a choice. Everybody, no matter who they are, they're going to choose something. And I just hope it's the way of the Lord. I say everybody makes a choice, and they're going to do something based on what they've chosen to do and what they believe. And that's just the way it is. You don't have to compromise to keep people interested. If they're interested, they'll follow God. And if they're not interested, they're going to go back to the word. Big deal. I don't want it to happen. But people can make a choice. And that may sound rude to some, but that's just, think about it. That's what happens. People grow up in church, then they leave. They were blessed by it, but they go back to doing other things, believing crazy things, and doing even worse things than the generation ahead of them. And the Lord's not going to approve, you know, that He's not going to approve worldly behavior. He gave us salvation so we can walk in the light. Now, what's the difference of an angel walking out of the light and a man that knows better walking away from the light? And then when the gospel is preached, people know that they are sinners and they reject it. Now, we understand people that didn't never get saved. Now a person gets saved, and then they go back to doing even worse than they did before they came to the Lord. Now, what's the Lord supposed to do? Let them in heaven anyway, and they did worse than the sinner that never came. And then the doctrine out there, once saved, always saved. It is once saved, always saved, if you stay in Christ. But you can't go back to the world. The word is written that way. You can't go back and then go to heaven. You got to choose. And people who deviate, you know, the Lord is so merciful. He said, even that woman Jezebel in Revelation, he said he gave her a time and a space to repent. And if she won't repent, he's going to kill her children with death. And judge everybody who slept with her. Now, the works of Jezebel, that's about as low down as you can get. And God gave them a space of time to repent. What a bargain. What do people do with holy things? They're either going to do these things or they're not. Now, you know, I see, you know, some of the people I love may make the wrong choice. But I can't choose that way. I can give them information and they'll have to choose their own path. But the Lord loves us. He don't give up on us. And he cares about us. Now in life, I don't do the things that's right, the things that's honorable, the things that's a blessing and grow from glory to glory to stay safe. I do it because it's right. And my safety is a byproduct of it. Now, I understand that the Lord can't let sin in heaven. But I don't want sin in my life. When I got saved, I wanted to be done with it. And I wasn't actually done with it because I had to learn. I had to grow. But in my heart was towards God now. But I had to renew my mind. I had the same old brain, same old methods of thinking, the same thoughts. There were so many things I didn't know. And I wanted to know. And I still want to know. There are so many wonderful things I've learned over the years. And there are still things that I'm learning. You know, I don't do these things so that I'll be safe and I'll go to hell. That's my only goal. That's not my only goal. I want to live and thrive in life. I love what's right because it's right. And I love the ways of God because they work. And that's in my best interest. And it'll help me promote the ways of God on the earth, and people can see it. They can't see God, but they can see his life if we'll live it. And then others will get saved. And that's the heart of God. It's not just about my safety. I don't look at salvation as an old insurance policy that people hide in the house somewhere. You know, a lot of times people don't even use their insurance policies because they lose them. And when they pass, people don't know where to find it. And the insurance money, people get away with all that money. You know, they make a lot of money off people because people have more than one policy. They may, and their descendants may not find but one. And they cash in what they find. They don't cash in what they don't know about. And the insurance company is not going to find you and tell you, hey, you got some money coming. You have to send them a death certificate. And if there's nobody to do that, and if they throw it out, and if the house burned down and the policy burned up, then guess what? The insurance company got away scot-free. But if you live the life of God, not just for an insurance policy, you always know you're assured that you're in him. And your life represents that. People are not confused about where you're going. And God didn't either. You know, some people go in and out. And the Lord have to deal with these things. And my friend, he will deal with it. Jesus paid a high cost for our salvation. And remember, he's the plumb line. Not to say this to scare you, it's just the way it is. And we have to follow him and learn his ways. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He loves you. He loves you. And we all need to love him. Until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.